It's NBA, Jay, and Lufrey. And I got my boy Roby with me. It's NBA, Jay, and Lufrey. And I got my boy Roby with me.
Hey guys, back at it again with another podcast video. Here with
NBA Jay,
Lufrey,
and OLG Roby.
And we're the trio.
It's your boy Fred, and our topic today is why baseball players make more than basketball players. Baseball players make $4.38 million a year. Basketball players make $3.3 million a year. Baseball is the oldest sport in the U.S. You can play baseball for 4 years and make more money than a basketball player who played for 10 years.
All right. So, Fred, what is your favorite baseball team?
My favorite baseball team is the Yankees. What about you?
I think I like the Cubs.
Okay. What's your favorite basketball team?
Well, I'm really not of a team. I really follow, like, one player. So, wherever LeBron goes, pretty much what team I'll be on. So, I was a Cavalier fan, so now I'm a Laker fan. What about you? It's
same with me. I like LeBron. I go where he goes. So, you know, I'm a Laker fan, too.
So if you had the chance, what would you choose to play, baseball or football? I mean, baseball.
Basketball. I would choose baseball because I've been playing baseball since I was six, and I like playing the game. It's like boring when you're watching it, but when you're playing, you know, it's a different thing. So I like baseball better than any other sport. And you also got to know how to think and when to make a play at a time and, you know, be at the right place at the right time. Baseball is a thinking game, just not about your athletics.
Yeah, but I think I have to disagree with you on this one. I think I like basketball more just because growing up, I just want to be like the pros, like LeBron and them, be a basketball player or whatnot. But I think I just like the perks that come with being a basketball player, like the fame. And the money. Even though baseball players get paid more than basketball players, I just like all the perks, like the Nike shoes and stuff like that. And they get to be famous, and all the ladies like them and stuff like that. Because I am a ladies man.
Yeah, you know, I get what you're saying. And then, like, another thing I do like about, you know, basketball is, like, basketball, they got a better brotherhood than, any other sport. Because, like, you know, LeBron and KD, they started a brotherhood where they take up for each other and stuff like that. In baseball, you really don't hear anything about them having a brotherhood or anything.
Also, baseball, even though baseball players get more than basketball players, in basketball, you still can sit on the bench for a whole season and they make at least $1 million. I think that's very, like, good because some people don't even make over $100,000 a year. So, to start off just with $1 million for sitting on the basketball team, just not even playing, just to be there to support your teammates, $1 million is still good.
Yeah, I understand that too. And baseball is kind of the same way, but like another thing I do like about baseball is that you can play, the average player in baseball plays at least 20 to 25 plus years. Because like it was 1 year where King Griffin Jr. played with his dad and they was both on the same team. So you can add up them years, you know, his dad being old and he young, and they playing on the same team, and they played, I mean, they batted right behind each other. King Griffin Sr. hit a home run in one game, and King Griffin Jr. hit a home run in the same game right after him, and, you know, that'll go down in history.
Yeah, and also, I just know if you did, we did a survey or asked many people would they wanted just to be a part of an Indian basketball team or a basketball team just to sit on the bench. They'll probably say yeah, because it's still the feeling that you get behind it and all that. Yeah, also another perks about playing professional sports is you get to stay in shape and just hang out with your friends and do something you like doing for like doing something you love doing for like the rest of your life or a good part of life. Because most people out here that have jobs at warehouses are most likely forced to do it and not by not wanting to do it, because working at a warehouse probably don't make you happy. Anything out there, but playing professional sports probably is something that makes you happy.
And you know, it's some people dream to like to make it in the big leagues or play a professional sport that they've been playing at their whole life. So, you know, a person could be poor and a person like could be in the hood and they need a way out. So instead of looking towards other things, they look towards the sport that they want to play in. That's what helped them make it to the league, and they never give up, and they just stay focused.
Yeah, because I remember growing up, my dad always told me, find something that you want to do for the rest of life that would, like, won't be a toll on your body, and always make you happy.
Yeah, I agree, because I also had my personal struggles in trying to figure out which sport I wanted to play. And overall, it came down to which one made me feel more comfortable. Hey guys, here back at it again with the trio, and we're here today in the interview with Michael Jordan. I'm here today with him to discuss his life as a basketball player, also his life as a baseball player. We're here to discuss how he balanced the life on the court as a basketball player and the life on the field and the pitch as a baseball player. Based off the stats and his record, he has been told that he has gotten paid 3 times more as a baseball player than he had as a basketball player. Excuse me. He was paid over $94 million in basketball, while in baseball he averaged out to make $1.2 billion. Here's a brief description on today's topic of how Michael Jordan averaged out based off his points and his time on the pitch as a baseball player.
Michael Jordan is a retired basketball player who was born in Brooklyn, New York on February 17, 1963. Michael Jordan married Juanita Vannoy in September 1989. The couple had 3 children together, Jeffrey Michael, Marcus James, and Jasmine. They got divorced in December 2006. Jordan got married to Yvette Prieto in April 2013. Jordan and Prieto had 2 daughters named Victoria and Isabel in February 2014. Michael Jordan began his NBA career when he was selected 3rd in the 1984 NBA draft by the Chicago Bulls. Michael Jordan quickly became one of the best players in the NBA. He won his first MVP award in 1988. Jordan led the Chicago Bulls to the NBA championship in 1991, 1992, and 1993. At the height of his career, Michael Jordan retired from basketball to pursue a career in baseball. His baseball career did not work out, so he returned to the NBA in 1995. Michael Jordan led the Bulls to 3 straight NBA championships for a second time in 1996, 1997, and 1998. Jordan retired for a second time in 1999, but he returned to play in 2001. Jordan played for the Washington Wizards for 3 years before retiring for the final time in 2003. Michael Jordan has a net worth of approximately $1 billion. This has been earned from his basketball salary, endorsements, and investments. Michael Jordan made an estimated $80 million in 2013 and 2014 for his endorsement deals with Nike, Gatorade, and other companies. Jordan also owns the Charlotte Bobcats basketball team, so his exact salary for the last 2 years is unknown.
Well, with that being said, guys, it actually kind of varies upon the athlete to athlete whether a baseball player gets paid more than a basketball player, because as we saw that with Michael Jordan, he had all of this network gain and his approximate, network was over $1.2 billion. So that should let you guys know that he actually got paid more in the NBA
than playing baseball. Also, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, also known by his initials MJ, is an American former professional basketball player who is the principal owner and chairman of the Charlotte Hornets of the National Basketball Association. He played for 15 seasons in the NBA for the Chicago Bulls and the Washington Wizards. Also, Michael Jordan's idol as a child was Magic Johnson. His own nickname was Magic Jordan. As a result, he even had a license plate with his nickname on it and his first car, a 1976 Grand Prix. His father and his father's grandfather both stuck their tongues out when concentrating and working, and Michael learned to do the same thing. In fact, his dad was his first basketball trainer. A tragic incident in his childhood led to a lifetime phobia of water. He witnessed a good friend and got stuck into the ocean's undertow and drowned. Then men Then when he was 11, himself, he almost drowned while at basketball camp. To this day, he is not comfortable on boats around large bodies of water. Also, contrary to legend, Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He actually tried out for the varsity basketball team at 5'11", a sophomore, and wound up passed over in the favor of his friend, Leroy Smith, who was 6'7". Also, this is a prime example how Michael Jordan kept going, even though he was hit with adversity, because being 5'11", that's pretty short. But also, based off skill and not off skill, he was still picked last off his friend because he was 6'7". And sometimes the taller person isn't always better. Also, the true part of slighting legend is that Jordan used his perceived slight as motivation to work hard, to improve, and also grew 4 inches before starting his junior. His father was known to say that Michael was born competitive, and the person he tried to best the most was himself. Before he began his senior year of high school, his father advised him to be a mechanic because those who worked with their hands always had good jobs. Then Michael Jordan had a breakout senior in basketball, and his future changed course as a senior, averaging a triple-double, 29 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. He was selected to the McDonald's All-American team. In 1981, Jordan enrolled in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill on a basketball scholarship, majoring in cultural geography. He helped his team win the NAACP Division I Championship in 1982 and scored the final basket needed to win against Georgetown University before Jordan's enrollment in the North Carolina Tar Heels' last championship had been in 1957. Some more fun facts about Jordan. Jordan was selected as a member of the U.S. Olympic basketball team for the first time in the summer of 1984. The team won the gold at Los Angeles Games that year. 1 year short of graduation, Michael Jordan was chosen third overall team in the NBA 1984 draft. He joined the Chicago Bulls in 1984 contract over 7 years of the rookie third overall draft pick. Superhuman leaping ability was worth $6.15 million. Jordan scored an average of 28 points per game and helped the Bulls make it to the playoffs. He received an NBA Rookie of the Year award in 1985 and also selected for an NBA All-Star game. He was off to a great start. Jordan is credited with starting the baggy basketball shorts fad. He required big shorts because he wanted to continue wearing his University of North Carolina Tar Heel shorts beneath his Chicago uniform during each game. It's more of like a good luck charm. Soon, Jordan emerged as a basketball league star and entertained his fans with a profile scoring ability. His has leaps demonstrated by performing slam dunks from the free throw line during slam dunk contests, earned his talent player and nicknames his Airness and Air Jordan. Jordan won 6 NBA championships and made 14 NBA All-Star appearances and won 5 NBA Most Valuable Player awards. He was Defensive Player of the Year in 1988. Jordan is the most decorated player in the NBA past or present. He won all of his games in the NBA Finals in which he participated except one. Jordan went to the Olympics a second time as a part of the Dream Team that included Magic Johnson, Scottie Pippen, Larry Bird, and they won a gold medal at the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. We are family and friends and other listeners. This is our podcast today, and we thank you all for listening. Sorry, the other two of my trio couldn't make it. They had family emergencies, so I had to get a show by myself. But thank you so much for listening to our podcast, and we'll be back with another podcast tomorrow at 8 a.m. sharp. Be there or be square.